This is from Cosmopolitan magazine. I have two forms of it. I have Rod Dreher's write-up on this, and then I have the actual story from Cosmo. Here's the story from Cosmo. It's going to be on newsstands. Your children could see this at Walmart, if Walmart still displays Cosmopolitan. Headline. This is what it's like to fall in love with your brother. Subhead. Defying laws and societal taboos, one couple shares their undeniable connection. Well, that's cold milk and warm chocolate chip cookies now, isn't it? This is what it's like to fall in love with your brother. And there's a photograph, I guess ostensibly, of the woman and the man kissing, macking down on each other. This is what it's like to fall in love with your brother. Sister, brother, sister. Now, incest must be promoted. Mitter Church, you guys need to get over your hang-ups. It's just relationships between people. Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole life long. You see, you grow up and you just love your sister, brother, sister. But then you start thinking like, hey, wow, my sister's kind of hot. I think I could, you know, why not? What's the harm? What do you sex-crazed libertarian wackos say? We're not harming anyone. Sure you aren't. Here's the story. Now, some of you are going like, I don't believe this. You know, is there anything that we could say as a headline or reveal as a headline that would not, that 20 years ago would not be unbelievable? That you would go like, just see, 20 years ago would be 1997. Just think of 1997, this is what it's like to fall in love with your brother. Next thing you would know, a series of social workers and clinicians would be called in, psychologists and psychiatrists, to study the obviously warped brain of the parties involved. Of course, that was then and this is now. We have evolved, you see, you people. You bigots and you prudes, you need to get over your hang-ups. Melissa, who is married to an open-minded guy and the mother of two teenage daughters, what a wonderful example she's setting. Yes, we should always give in to all our most base sexual desires, regardless of what it does or what it means for family structure. All that matters is our happiness at this very moment. Even though it's not happiness, it is more from the appetitive, temper. So all you're doing is satisfying a base urge for a moment. What caused the base urge does not mean satisfied. And if a sister or a brother happens to be diddled along the way, well, then so be it. Melissa, who is married to an open-minded guy and the mother of two teenage daughters, has fallen in love with her half-brother, Brian. They are now an item. The sex is great, they tell Cosmo. Excerpts. Quote, this is from the magazine. They claim their sexual and emotional connection is exceptional. We have an innate trust and no boundaries with each other because we're family, Well, doesn't that say it all? You see, that's what's been missing from all of you people out there and your love lives. If you'd have just hooked up or shacked up with a family member, someone that you already know, you know what their nasty bathroom habits are, you know which side of the plate they like the fork or the knife on, you know all of the other scurrilous details of their lives. Hey, you've got to know them your entire life. You're made for each other. Why didn't someone think of this before? We have an innate trust and no boundaries with each other because we're family. When you get into a relationship with someone else, they're a stranger to you. Trust takes a long time to build. But because this is my brother, he's never going to do anything to hurt me. Yeah, I wonder what that divorce would look like. You married your brother, sister, or your sister, brother. Now, as usually has happened, you cheat on him or her with another brother, sister, because you know them too. How does that divorce case go? Do you disown the brother? Do you encourage the brother to turn himself into a sister? Well, just think of that. If you help your brother transition into being a sister, woman, then that's like a unholy trifecta of perversions. But in 2017, since nothing is perverted any longer, it's actually just another awesome conquest. Imagine telling this story to all the gals down at the Vietnamese nail decoration shop. Decked out in the yoga pants. Oh, yeah, tooling up and the 27-foot-long new Suburban, GMC Suburban. Woohoo! You are on your way. Their unusual circumstances have created a perfect storm, says Cosmo. An ideal mix that most people don't get to experience. They describe levels of intimacy and exploration, of freedom and kink. Kink. Can't go kink with someone you don't know your whole life, you people. Of sacredness and naturalness. Now it's sacred behavior to hook up with your sister. I don't know why I didn't think of this. Tantric and bondage are mentioned. Well, now they're tying each other up. How intimate. To them, it's more than romance, you see. Their relationship covers all forms of love the ancient Greeks espoused. Friendship, sex, siblinghood, and self-sacrifice. By the by, you idiots, you apostate, demon-serving idiots at Cosmo, here's a research project for you. What happened to the ancient Greek civilization? If you're going to emulate something, it seemed to me you'd want to emulate something good. Something lasting, something enduring, right? Something that would be to your net benefit. Your net benefit for your entire life, especially when you're covering something like marriage like this. Choosing life partners or whatever you call it. What happened to the ancient Greeks? Well, I don't know. Why don't you go to Greece and see if you can find any? Says Melissa, quote, he's able to be my father, my brother, my lover, my best friend. And all these roles that others have never filled. I have everything in one human. Close quote. There's more. Cosmo informs us that all states in the U.S. have laws prohibiting marriage or sexual intercourse between first-degree relatives. In their state, it's a felony. that's punishable by life in prison. Wait until Anthony Kennedy gets the case. Don't worry, it'll be normalized. Same-sex marriage, in quotation marks, will give way to same-family marriage, in quotation marks. Just imagine if you have a set of fraternal twins that are of both sexes, while we are still allowed to identify both sexes. You could raise them from birth, not only to be the perfect brother and sister and brother, but you could raise them from birth to be the perfect married couple. If we just get a few stupid laws taken off the books. Let's get to work, shall we?